A new Wall Street Journal opinion piece alleges that Kevin Kennedy, director of Wisconsin's Government Accountability Board, was part of a coordinated effort to target and harass conservative groups here in the state.
According to the Wall Street Journal piece, Kennedy was friendly with former IRS official Lois Lerner, who headed the IRS tax-exempt division, accused of targeting conservative groups seeking nonprofit status.
Republican state lawmakers today called for Kennedy to step down, citing a potential coordinated effort between Kennedy's Government Accountability Board and the Obama administration to investigate conservative groups. One of the lawmakers calling for Kennedy's resignation is Representative John Nygren. He's co-chair of the Joint Finance Committee, and he joins us now. Representative Nygren, welcome back to the show.
Good afternoon.
So make the basic case for us, please. Why should Kevin Kennedy step down from the Government Accountability Board?
Well, I mean, I think there's long been questions, especially from conservatives, about the government accountability's ability to do manage elections in Wisconsin in a fair and balanced way. There was an audit back in back this early spring that showed that statutorily there were several failures over multiple years as far as them being able to conduct the their responsibilities appropriately. And at the time, you know, I kept, like some others at that point in time, some were calling for him to step down at that point in time, but that time I kept my powder dry. But now with further allegations, and I agree that there are allegations at this point in time, but this is not necessarily about guilt. This is about the public's ability to be able to have a level of trust that their elections are being managed in a fair, balanced, and most importantly, a nonpartisan way. And with these allegations, with the statutory failures in the past, I do think it's time for the Government Accountability Board to look for some new leadership.
And in a joint press release from you and Senator Alberta Darling, you call the Government Accountability Board a rogue agency that, in effect, is ignoring state laws. Where specifically in state law, or do you think they're falling down on the job?
Well, I would just draw your attention back to that audit. There were a lot of failures mentioned in that audit, including a failure to research, you know, felons, people who should not have been voting. There were several instances of statutory responsibilities that were not followed. There was over 4 years, I believe, a failure of actually them being able to actually write the rules and regulations for their staff to be able to follow. Over and over again, that audit found a lot of shortcomings. Now, as I said, with these allegations, I think it's shifted into a higher gear, and that's why I'm calling for a new leadership.
If there is that new leadership, does that answer your questions, or are you looking for more fundamental changes in the way the Government Accountability Board operates, or even a replacement of that board with some other entity?
Well, I think that's two different questions, and up until this point in time, I think the Republicans, conservatives, were looking at the opportunity for reform, and maybe that would have been under the same leadership. So I think that is a different question. Now or today we're talking about the leadership, and we've kind of already talked about that. But there are folks in the legislature, Dean Knudsen, for example, from the Hudson area, who has been researching what our opportunities might look like as far as being able to make reforms to the elections oversight process here in the state. So it's a little early to say what it might look like, but I think those discussions have been taking place.
Now, your press release also says, quote, harassment of conservative groups by Lois Lerner at the IRS at the federal level directly coincided with harassment of conservative groups right here in our state. Are you looking for, apart from this resignation, are you looking for any kind of investigation into that allegation?
I mean, I think we're going to have those conversations with the Attorney General's office. I mean, I think it is probably time for an investigation to take place as to whether or not this has been a coordinated effort. To me, that's regardless, the public needs to have that faith and trust in the system.
We are talking to Representative John Nygren, co-chair of Wisconsin's Joint Finance Committee, about the call from him and other Republicans for Kevin Kennedy to step down from his job running the Government Accountability Board. Now, we talked to WPR News, talked to Jay Heck from Common Cause earlier today about these calls for Kennedy's resignation. We'll give a listen to a little bit of what he had to say.
This is not a surprise. This has been part of the narrative that the right has used all along to discredit the John Doe investigation, to discredit the Government Accountability Board, to go after Milwaukee County District Attorney John Chisholm and the whole John Doe process. And I think on the eve of Governor Walker's announcement for the presidency, this is just a further attempt to try to paint the investigation as some kind of witch hunt.
So, in effect, a claim that you and fellow Republicans are playing defense here for Governor Walker when it comes to John Doe. How do you respond to what you heard there?
Well, personally, I can't talk about, I guess, the conspiracy theory that this might be a coordinated effort. If Mr. Heck has proof of that, I'd like to see it. But this is legitimate concerns that we have. I can't affect the timing of it. These are legitimate concerns that I think every citizen of the state of Wisconsin should have that same level of skepticism about the leadership's ability to conduct elections in a fair and balanced way. You know, if there's a small percentage of people in Wisconsin, should we ignore that level of concern? I would actually suggest that rather than a small percentage of people that have concerns about their impartiality, it's a major percentage of the citizens of Wisconsin have that same concern. So because of that, I think we do need to seriously talk about this issue and look for new leadership.
Now, the Wall Street Journal's opinion piece and these calls for Kevin Kennedy's resignation center around the idea that he and Government Accountability had coordinated in some way with the IRS, intentionally targeting conservative groups. I mean, is it possible we could see this is a state election official who says, hey, it looks like these groups might be violating federal law as well? The controlling agency for this part of that aspect is the IRS, so he was just doing his job, in effect?
Well, let's not forget the things that we do know about the IRS, and that was things that were being done improperly at the IRS during that same period of time, improper targeting of conservative groups, and now we come potentially come to light these allegations that Kevin Kennedy was having direct communications with Lois Lerner at that very same time. Is it possible they were things that were appropriate? Yes, but I think this also casts a shadow of the doubt. Shadow of a doubt on whether things were being done nefariously or not, and that's why we're having this discussion.
If Kevin Kennedy doesn't respond and resign in answer to your call, what would the next step be for you and your colleagues who are making this call today?
I think that the next step is a conversation with the Attorney General's office. I think the next step is continuing to look at reforms of the system that we use to run a fair and clean election here in our state.
All right, Representative Nygren, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
You too. That was Representative John Nygren. He is co-chair of Wisconsin's Joint Finance Committee.